A very famous playwright, William Shakespeare, once said, "If music be the food of love, play on." Well, I say, if food be the love of music, then drink a mocha latte already and put on some music, because it's mocha latte time. Field show coming up. We have part one of the coffee scene from Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as a best of My Dog's music from the beginning. All this coming up next. Welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan coming to you from the Flying Dutchman RV. This is my podcast where every week I come to you from a different town out here on the road with the circus and give you the coffee scene and talk to really cool people that like coffee. So yeah, the circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. And this week you're joining me here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, this is going to be part one of the Charlotte, North Carolina, I don't know what you call it, extravaganza or whatever. First off, let me say, I'm sorry this is getting out so late this week, because I've been kind of, you can maybe hear my voice, I'm a little bit under the weather this week, which doesn't make for good coffee drinking or motorcycle riding, and it's been pretty cold, you know, when it gets down in the 40s and the 30s and 20s, it gets chilly on the bike. But you know, I still got out there, gotta continue the quest for the mocha latte, right? So this week I got to try a handful of places here in Charlotte, and got up to Raleigh, North Carolina, to see the Blue Show guys one of our days off. And now you're here with me in the Dutchman RV. So I said that already, but I had to reiterate it. So this show is going to be part one of the Charlotte coffee scene, and also it's going to be a musical highlight of My Dog's music. My Dog is one of my fellow colleagues in the circus band, and he has been the sole source of music for this podcast from day one. So for all 20 plus episodes here that we put out there, all the music has been Mod Dog. So good stuff. So this episode, even though it's going to be a bit short here, I wanted to make it a musical highlight of my dog's music. So, first off, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Charlotte here, and then we'll have some musical interludes, some good stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun, good music loving show. It's definitely a good show. Well, every show is a good show to, you know, brew some coffee or pull a shot or, you know, if you drink tea, I hesitate saying tea on this podcast, but if you drink tea, that's cool too. And you can, you know, what do they call it? Steep a cup of tea, or I don't know, make a cup of tea and listen as well. So cool. Well, first off, as I was saying, Charlotte, North Carolina, it is nicknamed the Queen City this week. And it's an interesting town. It's definitely a big city. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. right now. They have a lot of commerce here, banks and such, as well as their major hub for the airport. They're, I think, the 10th busiest airport in the U.S. A lot of stuff going on here. And the downtown's very interesting. It's I guess originally it was a trading village, and so hence the trade street still exists today. That was that original street. And the other road that came from the north, which I believe was the wagon trail, That's Tyron Street. So they have so where Tyron and Trade Street meet there in downtown. That's it's a very historic crossroads there. They call it the square, I guess. But an interesting thing I found out was that the downtown is actually called the Uptown. The traditional way was calling it the Uptown, even though everyone calls it the downtown. And you'll notice as you come in the city, if you ever drive by Charlotte on 85 there or 77, come by, you'll notice the tallest building in the city is the Bank of America building. It's pretty cool looking. But yeah, if you ever come to Charlotte, I highly recommend stopping at the visitor center there downtown. I stopped there earlier this week while I was drinking a mocha latte, of course, that I had gotten from next door. And of course, I'll tell you about that mocha latte in the coffee scene here in a little bit. But yeah, very nice people. Got to talk to the one gentleman there for, my goodness, we talked for, what was it, hour and a half, I guess it was, solving you know, the world's problems and such. But yeah, good stuff. So yeah, Charlotte's an interesting city. It's has a lot to offer, a lot of different neighborhoods, a couple malls if you like the shopping thing, if that's your thing. You got the South Park Mall with a lot of the, you know, like Tiffany and Company and a lot of the fancy stuff out there. So we're at the arena this week, and as I mentioned in last week's podcast, it was cold and we were on a hill. And an update on that, no one did slide away. We did have the show canceled last Thursday morning, but no one did slide away, thank goodness. So all our RVs are still intact, although my friend Justin, he has a bus, one of those big Class A buses, and his bus is slowly sliding down the hill. His leveling blocks, the blocks that you have to drive up on to make it level, he's about halfway off of his leveling blocks, which is not a good thing. And his leveling jack underneath his RV, he, I think, had four leveling blocks, which is about, that's roughly 8 inches, and it sank into the pavement. He had 8 inches of leveling blocks sink into the pavement, and his RV's starting to move down the... But, hey, we're only here a couple more days, so hopefully no one's RV will topple over and we won't have the circus version of a domino, RV dominoes or whatever. But, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, welcome to Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina. It was actually named after Queen Charlotte, who was the wife of King George III, I believe. And, yeah, so there's your random tidbit for the day. So if you're ever on Jeopardy and you get the question about who was the Queen City named after of Charlotte, you can thank Circus Boy Nathan for so. Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna man, this, having a cold is not a good thing for talking on a podcast. My ears are clicking, so it's not good. Anyways, so the music. Yes, onto the music before we get to the coffee scene. As I said, my dog has supplied all the music from day one, and it's really cool to see how his styles change and develop. The music was great to begin with, but I think it's just gotten even better since he started. And this particular one, I'm gonna dedicate to who do I want to dedicate it to? I want to dedicate it to Tales from the Counter, my friends up there. And fellow podcasters in Portland, Maine, Kate and Matt. And this one's called Portland Dance Fever. Enjoy. I'm dance them? Well, if not, maybe just, drink some more coffee and get caffeinated, and yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. So, yeah, next up is Exit 1. It's actually one of my favorites from when we were out in, where were we? I think it was Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and out there in the cornfield. So, yeah, good stuff. So, after this, up next will be the coffee scene for this week. Welcome back. So, pretty good stuff. I really like that one. So, the coffee scene for this week in Charlotte. Now, I'm gonna talk about most of the places I visited this week. I have four places here, and then I got to try a couple when I was out there in Raleigh and Chapel Hill. But I'm gonna wait till next week to talk about those and the trip and so forth. And got to sit down with Frick from Frickin' Circus. This week, the coffee scene in Charlotte, I'd have to say, thus far, I'm kind of disappointed for it being such a big city. I haven't really found, a true high-end coffee shop, per se, in this city, but, I don't know. Well, I'll talk more about it next week, but here are four are the ones I visited this week. The first one was the Smelly Cat. Now, this is in a section of the town north of the downtown called Noda, which I think is north. It stands for North Davison, which basically it's the arts district of Charlotte. And the Smelly Cat is it's kind of a cool vibe. You walk in there and they have a lot of, it's kind of that shabby chic, like they'll have a booth made of like three old wooden doors from a house, you know, that are kind of that half-painted look to it, and has a, it's brick, the walls are brick, and very small place. They don't do sandwiches or any kind of lunch, just pastries and coffee, and you know, kind of very comforting environment. They have a few rocking chairs there you can sit in, or as I said, a few booths and a few tables. It's pretty small, but it's a, you know, comfortable, cozy little place. Now the mocha latte, right here, a so-so drink, fairly medium loose foam. Weak espresso taste, okay chocolate, a little too sweet overall. Served out of to-go cup, and they did ask on the whipped cream, so I gave them a 3.2 beans on there. So next up is Dilworth Coffee, which is the one on Tyrant Avenue, which is right downtown. The original one is southeast of the downtown there, is the first one, but they also roast their own coffee. So this was right by the visitor center there downtown. And I wrote about this drink. Oh, and you walk in, and there's not really, I don't think there are any tables. It's kind of more of a, definitely a grab and go type of place. So I wrote about the mocha latte, wrote a hasty, mass-produced drink. Blot chocolate, weak espresso, loose foam, served out of to-go cup. They did ask on the whipped cream. So it, I didn't enjoy that one too much. It was 3.1 beans. 3.1. Next up is Lava Java. Now this is a place kind of northeast, I guess, of the downtown there. I think on, was it W.T. Harris Road? And interesting place. They're a combination of a coffee, kind of a coffee shop and a restaurant. I guess during the daytime they're a coffee shop, and at night they're a restaurant, and they have live jazz and stuff on the weekends. And they do roast their own beans. But you walk in, and it's kind of very nice place. I think it was a tile floor, very big windows. They have some chairs and tables outside, and just very kind of subdued colors. A lot of I think the tables were, what were they, marble maybe? So yeah, there's definitely some design that went in there with the, you know, with the wood cabinetry. Is nice feel, very kind of classy feel. Now the mocha latte, on the other hand, I wasn't too impressed with. I wrote here, well, very loose foam, Hershey's chocolate, which I wrote, yuck, yuck, I don't like Hershey's chocolate in there. Weak espresso taste, served in-house cup, and they did ask on the whipped cream. So I gave that drink a 2.8. And I have to say, I did buy some of their espresso beans too, because usually if I visit a micro roaster, like, you know, a shop, I usually try to buy some of their beans just to see what they're doing. You know, who knows, I may find a new favorite blend, you know, for what, espresso, whatever. But their espresso beans were burnt. You could smell it right out of the, right away, even before I ground them and brewed them. It was definitely a burnt taste, which isn't, which means it was pretty far past the second crack in the roasting, and it's not a, not a good thing. I don't like charcoal in my coffee, unfortunately. But yeah, so very friendly people though, very friendly people at that place. Next up is Jackson's Java. Now this is a little place, if you're going up College Avenue north of, now this is north of downtown a little ways. It's on the right-hand side if you're heading north, and in the little shopping center there, there's a, some kind of grocery store, I can't remember, maybe a Harris Teeter, that's right next to it. And I wrote about, well, the environment, it's a kind of like an ice cream slash coffee shop. One half is an ice cream shop, the other has coffee. So very cool. They, I think they roast some of their own beans too. I saw a guy in there looking, kind of fixing, looked like he was fixing the roaster. And it's very open air, very high ceilings. Kind of almost too open, kind of too plain though. They have lights on the wall, and but there's, they didn't have any paintings or art or anything, so it kind of left it being an empty feeling. They have nice couches and kind of like a long bench sitting with tables there, and free Wi-Fi and so forth, and very friendly people also. But it's just very open, almost too open. I don't know. I don't have agoraphobia, and the, you know, the fear of open spaces, but I don't know. Anyways, the mocha latte for Jackson's Java, I wrote pretty much no foam, dark, okay chocolate, burnt espresso taste. That's right, they did. Served auto to go cup, and they asked on the whipped cream. Wrote here, why did it taste burnt? I don't know. It's not a good thing. So they got 2.6 beans. 2.6 beans. So that's the part one of the coffee scene for this week. Next week, I have a few more that I got to visit throughout the week here, and I'm going to try to check out one or two tomorrow. But, yeah, so not too much, but some exciting stuff from Raleigh and Chapel Hill when I got over there, too. But I'll talk about that next week. This week, getting back to the music, which is the musical, Mad Dog musical highlights this week. Back in, when was it? I can't remember now, but he did, pretty close to the beginning, he did one that he called Chill Cafe, and it actually hit, it got quite a bit of popularity. He posts all the music here on this podcast. You can go to Acid Planet, which is a place for composers and such to post their music, and it hit out of the thousands and thousands of songs that are posted on there all the time. It hit the top 10, not just in electronica experimental category, but also out of every single genre of music on that website. So yeah, this is really cool. Being got well received by the world populace, I have to say. So here it is, check it out, Chill Cafe. That about wraps it up for this week. I hope you enjoyed the all music. Well, almost all music. We still have the part one of the coffee scene from Charlotte, but all Mod Dog special here. If you're interested in hearing more of Mod Dog's music, you can go to his webpage. He has, if you go to the page for this podcast, which is bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. I hope you can hear me with my stuffy nose. If you go to that page and look on the right-hand column, you'll see links to Mod Dog's music, and you can go and check out all the stuff on there and leave comments for him on his page. I'm sure he'd enjoy hearing from everyone out there around the world. So besides the page for this podcast, there's also, if you want to leave comments, there's a call-in number there on that same page. And I also have a blog for the podcast as well, which if you go to bestmochalatte.blogspot.com, that is where I have my bean rating scale, and I put all the reviews that I speak on here. I type those out and try to put up a little picture of the place on there. And so it's good stuff. So upcoming next week, I am going to be in, well, I'm probably going to be in Pikeville by the time I podcast next week. But it's going to be part two of Charlotte Coffee Scene part two. And it's also going to be, I took a ride up to Raleigh to see the Blue Show guys. And I got to sit down with Frick from the Frickin' Circus podcast. And good stuff. Yeah, you just have to tune in and hear what we talked about. We covered a lot of subjects in a very short amount of time. I think there's a guy with a crushed foot in there somewhere, and we talked about circus meltdowns, and I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But you're just gonna have to tune in next week and see what it's all about. You'll have a lot of fun. So and then the week after that, as I said, we're in Pikeville, Kentucky, and I think I'm gonna try to do a coffee taste test, because I don't think there's any coffee shops in Pikeville. So I'm gonna try to do I think I'm gonna go to a grocery store and pick one of each of the coffees off the shelf. And just see what you could get at your average grocery store in Eastern Kentucky. So you have to stay tuned for that too as well. It'd be pretty good. And then beyond that, we're in Shelbyville, Tennessee. We have a split week, I believe, between Shelbyville, Tennessee, and where's the second town? I don't know. Oh no, Evansville, Indiana, and Shelbyville, Tennessee. That's what it is. Okay, I had to jog my brain there for a second. So yeah. So I'm going to leave you with the last, before I forget, I want to give a thank you to Blueberry Network for hosting the podcast on our network. You can find them at blueberry.com, that's BLUEBRRY.com, and there's no E in there because there's no E in fruit, and you can check out other cool podcasts on there, good place. And so I'm going to leave you with the last music for the day from Mod Dog. It's a new one. Never before. I can't talk, man. This cold's really, really nailing me. Never before heard. There we go. To the Wide World Web. This is called. He called this Snow Day because we had a snow day actually last week. I was talking about we had a show canceled because of the inclement weather here in Charlotte. So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in and checking out this week. If you like the music, I might do another one of these. You just have to email me, leave a comment on the page at bestmochalatte.podomatic.com or send a passenger pigeon, whichever is easier for you. So until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye.